Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
What's going on? And welcome to the diary. It's a weird way to start a show, asking you guys the question, what's going on? You're about to hear what's going on. That's why you're here. You're going to find out what's going on. Or will you? Will you? What is there to find out? I've had a thought in my mind. I need to get it out there. All right. So let's mull this around. I was thinking today about parasocial relationships. And if you're not familiar with what those are, you know what let's do? Let's parasocial. Whoops. I'm going to look at the actual definition, because I think we probably all have an idea of what that is. But let's look at a definition. Parasocial interaction, or PSI, refers to a kind of psychological relationship experienced by an audience in their mediated encounters with performers in the mass media, in particular on television and online platforms. Viewers or listeners come to consider media personalities as friends, despite having no or limited interaction with them. PSI is described as an illusionary experience. Don't know why words are fighting with me today. Such that media audiences interact with personas, i.e. talk show hosts, celebrities, fictional characters, social media influencers, so on, as if they are engaged in a reciprocal relationship with them. The term was coined by Donald Horton and Richard Wall in 1956. So this is a older recognized phenomenon, but I think probably in full bloom at the moment. Anyway, that relationship, well, I've experienced it a few times. If you listen to enough of my shows, then you reach out to meet me or something, you may feel like you know more about me than you do. Or you may feel like you're more comfortably in a position where you can ask or say certain things that would normally be limited to true, you know, real friendships or whatever, or ones that are based on a more traditional form of relationship building. I've experienced it in some ways, nothing serious or gigantic or problematic, but, you know, I can always tell when it happens. And I can see, and people will often write in with that notion. They'll write in and say, I feel like I know you because I've heard you for so long. So pardon me if this, any of this seems too personal or whatever. So they kind of acknowledge it before they get going. I don't feel like I have this with anyone else. I consume a lot of stuff from other people, but I don't ever feel like I don't have that sense. The parasocial thing doesn't happen. I'm trying to think of if there's an exception, and I really can't think of one. I can't think of one. Anyway, if I'm missing one and you guys know about it or something, tell me. Have I talked about it before? Have I made a big deal out of it? Do I feel like George Miller is my personal friend? No, but I do feel like he makes movies for me. Even Babe Pig in the City. Anyway, that's not the point. The point of this whole thing is I'm trying to just kind of get my head around it and understand it. Specifically, there was this news lately surrounding Amaranth, which I don't follow her. I don't know very much about her. Other than her real name is Caitlin Michelle Siragusa. And that's all I know. She is known mainly as streaming on Twitch in a hot tub. That's probably an oversimplification of things, but that's kind of where her big numbers come from. I guess she does OnlyFans and probably other stuff too. I don't know. Again, I've never seen a stream. I don't know her. I don't know a thing about her other than, you know, what's being said in the news or whatever. And here recently, there was a lot of backlash about something that was going on with her. I'm not really even here to talk about that, but I just found, after looking at a lot of these interactions around it with her and around her, a lot of people acting like they kind of are all up in it, like they know what's going on and that they're there personally involved somehow. They talk to her like the ones that are sympathetic to her situation are very like, oh, if you never need anything, just let me know. I'm a DM away. You know, this kind of talk. They don't know her. She doesn't know them. So they're having a parasocial moment there, right? At least the fans are. And then those who like to throw shade at her are kind of doing the same thing. They assume a lot of stuff about what they think they know. They're just expressing it in a very negative way. Negative intimacy as opposed to positive. So that fascinates me because, as stated in the definition, it's a psychological thing. And I don't even know that people know they're doing it when they're doing it, which is why I had to think long and hard if I do it, because I don't want to claim something I'm not, but I really don't think I do it. Like, there's a lot of people out there I admire. There's a lot of people I know in situations that are, you know, people like, whoa, you know, I don't know. You know Liam O'Brien from Critical Role? Yeah, I've known Liam since like 08 or something, and long before any of that. And he and I are just friends. We don't talk about that stuff. Me and Chris Metzen, we met through the instance in the Blizzard connections, but that friendship is different. It's separate. It's not. I don't just pretend I'm in it. You know, we talk all the time. So I was trying to think if those counted, but they don't really, because I'm not pretending to be in some sort of friendship or relationship that I'm not in with them. In their case, I am in that relationship. But there are plenty of people who I admire online or otherwise who I don't know at all. And so I'm not gonna try to pretend I do. I don't know. Anyway, it's an interesting phenomenon, right? Just this sensibility that people get about I'm involved with that person. Why? Well, I've heard so much of them. I feel like I just know them. And the dangers of that are, I think, pretty clear. I think probably more dangerous for women, certainly more dangerous for women than men in that situation. But I had somebody not that many years ago who kept showing up at my house. I don't know where they got my address, but they kind of kept showing up here while I was finishing recording shows. And they'd show up at the door, bing bong, Kim would get the door, and they're like, oh, who, can I help you? And they're like, yeah, I'm here to see Scott. And they're like, oh, wait, who are you? And he goes, oh, I'm just, you know, I'm one of his fans or something. And she'd say, well, he's just finishing up a show. And they go, I know, I'm in the car listening to the end of it. I know he's almost done. Like, creepy stuff like that, right? I can only imagine it's 500 million times worse for somebody like young Caitlin / Amaranth, right? And I'm not here to make a judgment on anything she does. I don't care. Honestly, I don't. It's not none of my bizwax. And I don't think I have a say in any of it. She gets to be whoever she wants to be. But I'm more talking about the reaction that people have around her and or others, where they think they have a say in any of this. And you see it everywhere. I watched... It was a dumb tweet from Elon Musk, who now owns Twitter, as of just a few days ago. And he said something about, I can't find it. He said, finally, we can talk about how great carbs are again on Twitter, free speech, hashtag free speech or something. I mean, he's obviously just trolling and being a dork. But the people who immediately reply to that tweet, I mean, he's got 112 million followers or something, just loaded with people fawning and saying, please let me, can I come into your DMs? I just want to learn. I want to talk to the smartest man in the world. Oh, this is so great. You haven't sounded this cool since the last time I saw, you know, like they're just really up in it. In like a really weird kind of creepy people worshipy kind of way. Man, those are red lights for me. I hear that and I go, okay, back up everybody. That's a little weird. Like, I understand either being sort of excited about the changes to the platform, potentially, or I understand being thinking he's a quack and don't want anything to do with him. I get those stance. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about this weird extreme. And it can be on both ends of the string I'm talking about. You can be on the one end where you're just fawning and worshiping and, you know, pledging fealty at his feet sort of thing. And then the other extreme, you know, I haven't seen these myself, but apparently, you know, people have created death threats and things because they dislike him so much. That's pretty extreme. I don't think either of those are healthy. It's just going to put it on the, I'm just going to stick it out in the universe. I'm going to go ahead and say, hey guys, listen, those extremes, actually any extremes, not healthy. Truth is in the middle. Always has been. It's always just somewhere in the middle. Doesn't work on the fringe. Fringe is where trouble happens. That's where all your slippery slopes and your thin ice and your, what's another idiom or old saying, that's where the cookies crumble. That's where the chicken gets roasted. Watch out. That's where the flies get on the fruit. Right? Stay in the middle. I don't think it's a problem. But I want your feedback. I introduced something new this week. You can text any of the shows on the network, including this one, and you can ask questions, say statements, whatever. Whatever you want to say. Would love to hear from some of you regarding this topic. Parasocial relationships. What's the deal with that? Right? If you've got a hot take or a solution or you think it's all bullcrap, or have you found yourself on the other side of one of these? You know, did you go nuts and just like stalk, I don't know, who's stalkable, whoever, somebody online, and you just thought, oh man, I am them, they are me, we are one, you know? Did you do that? And if you did, and you're like recovering from that, you've matured through it and you're past it and you don't mind telling me about it, that's a good place to do that. And you don't have to tell me your name. I'll never say your name anyway, but if you know, keep it fully anonymous. When these texts come to me, I don't actually get anything other than the text. So you can say whatever you want. Don't be rude. All right. Because it just won't get read. I'll just delete it. But the number to text is 801-471-0462. Or if you prefer to have some words in there, it's 801-471-0-GOB. G-O-B. GOB. All right, if that helps you remember it. It used to help me when they'd have numbers when I was younger. It's like, oh yeah, I get it. Anyway, I would really like to hear from you on this subject. Send them in so that we may discuss it further here on the diary. Big thanks to everybody for listening. And if you like my intimate ramblings, by gum, you can support it as well. If you go over to patreon.com/frogpants, just a kind of a catch all for all my extra stuff, this being one of those. So if you can, that'd be great. And if you can't, that's okay too. You know, if you can't bear to be without that $1 a month, I understand. You know, the prices are going up. Everyone's prices but mine are going up. I don't charge any more than I used to, which maybe is a mistake. I don't know. But inflation's real, baby. What are you going to do? Stand back and just let it hit you in the face. Okay, that'll do it for me. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back soon with more. Have a good one. We'll see you then. Yeah.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.